There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Perfect is not the goal. In martial arts, the black belt is the highest level of the master. In religion, perhaps it's the priest or even the saint. You can get a doctorate in philosophy, but that's not really what the Stoics admired. To them, the highest level that one could attain was the sage. Did Epictetus get there? Perhaps, according to us, he did. But Epictetus was far too humble to ever claim that himself. Yet while he did say perfection was impossible, he still believed that perfection was something to which we could be making progress. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get better. We quoted Longfellow a while back, "But to act that each tomorrow find us farther than today." That's the goal, to make improvements, to push ourselves. Seneca said the goal was to inquire one thing a day, a quote, an idea, an insight, a story, something that fortifies you against poverty, against death, against adversity. He didn't say that one thing makes you perfect. He said that one thing makes you better. So we read this email, we crack open the Stoics or the Daily Stoic. We can listen to that podcast. We can ask that question of a mentor or an advisor. We can get feedback from a friend. We're not trying to be perfect. We are trying to get better. No one has a gun to your head. Nothing is noble if it's done unwillingly or under compulsion. Every noble deed is voluntary. That's Seneca's Moral Letters 66. This is from today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, featuring new translations of Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, written by me, Ryan Holiday, my partner in crime, Steve Hanselman. You can get this book anywhere books are sold. You can even get a leather-bound edition, the premium edition, at store.dailystoic.com. Let's look at today's meditation. You don't have to do the right thing. You always have the option of being selfish, rude, awful, short-sighted, pedantic, evil, or stupid. In fact, sometimes there are incentives to break bad. Certainly not every criminal gets taught. But how does this line of thinking usually work out for people? What is their life like? You don't have to do the right thing, just as you don't have to do your duty. But you get to. And don't you want to? If you haven't read or maybe watched the movie of East of Eden, this is what Steinbeck is saying. He zooms in on this word. I think it's Timshel from the Bible. We think of the commandments, he's saying, as commandments, right? Thou shall not. Thou must not. Thou cannot, right? But he's saying, actually, that's a mistranslation. The word is timshel or mayest, meaning that you have a choice to honor your mother or father, to love thy neighbor, right? To not commit adultery, so on and so forth. That these are choices. And in fact, if they weren't choices, there'd be nothing particularly impressive about them, right? Being good under compulsion, being good with a gun to your head, what does that mean, right? Nothing. So it's that it is a choice that makes it meaningful. So what will you choose? That's the question. There's that great Chris Rock joke about, you know, I don't treat my kids well, not do drugs, etc., because I want to be a role model. He said, I do those things because it's the right thing, right? You're not doing it to impress people. You're not doing it for the reward, as we talked about last week. You're not doing it for the third thing, as Marcus Aurelius talked about. I try to be good because it's the best way to live. I try to choose the right thing. There's the famous story of the choice of Hercules, which I talk about in Lives of the Stoics. I'm also going to talk about in the new book series on the four virtues. But it's the choice. The choice is everything. It's that you mayest, that you have the option not to do it, that you can be a bad person, that a lot of people are bad, that a lot of people are selfish and short-sighted and rude, and awful and pedantic and stupid. It's that you can get away with it that makes choosing the right thing all the more majestic and rare and special. So that's your question today. What are you going to choose? You're going to choose to be who you're capable of becoming. You're going to fight to be the person philosophy wants you to be, as Marcus says. You're going to see what you can get away with. That's your call. And if you want to get better, I do recommend our Stoicism 101 course, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life. Check that out at dailystoic.com/101. And if you sign up for Daily Stoic Life at dailystoiclife.com, you get that course and all our Daily Stoic challenges and courses for free, plus a lot of other awesome stuff. Check that out, dailystoic.com/101. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.